Yeah, long time no see, right? Sorry, I know. I know. It's been a crazy 2 weeks, I swear. I think the last time we saw each other was when I went down on you, right? Whoops. Yeah, sorry, my bad. Honestly, I've just had like a very strange 2 weeks. No, it doesn't have anything to do with my writing or anything. It's different, I guess. I don't know. Lots of highs, lots of lows. I definitely could have needed a friend then, but I just didn't think to ask that of you. Why? I don't know. I have this thing. I look out for people more than I look out for myself. So I guess that's why. I didn't want to have to spoil our relationship or anything. Which doesn't really make much sense since you literally vented to me, kind of, at least. And I was able to comfort you. So I'm sure you'd want to do that back to me, but I'm glad you came today. Bad jokes, sorry. Though you might not come today, I wouldn't know necessarily. Maybe later. But I do want to try to pick this back up and get back into the routine of seeing you every week because I missed you. Yeah, I've really missed you. I love doing this, venting about some weird shit and just feeling good with you. Knowing that you make me feel good because you do. You make me feel so good. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe that's why the last 2 weeks I just didn't want to spoil myself. You know when you're down and you're like, oh man, like, I don't deserve XYZ or whatever? That's kind of how I felt, but I needed to pick myself up out of that cycle, and that's why I called. Thanks for answering the message. I know it's kind of early in the morning right now, and I still have kind of the sleepy voice. But I just really wanted to spend my whole day with you. Is that okay? Yeah? Good. So for the first time, I actually have a topic prepared. I know, it's like so new for Allie to actually like have something in my fucking brain to talk about. And it's because last night I finished watching The Boys. Just season one, though. There's another season that I think recently came out, but yeah, I started watching The Boys like a few days ago and I just binged it and now it's over. Well, I mean, season one's over. Anyways, I started watching it a few days ago and I don't know, I've just ended up really, really liking the show. I knew I have some gripes about it. I think it is a great commentary on the superhero genre, but yeah, I mean, I'm ready to talk about it. What? Wow, I'm surprised. After a 2 week break, you're still as eager to go down on me as you were 2 weeks ago. You're so fucking cute. No, I'm serious. Like, I love the way you look at me. You have like this, I can't even explain it. It's like almost like a hunger or a need. So, are you ready? You know what? Maybe I'll just lean back on the couch. I'll lay back. Yeah, just like that. No, I'm not wearing underwear. I never am. Well, why would I? I keep telling you every week. There's no point. Well, oh, you want 1 week for me to wear underwear so you could take it off? Oh, gosh. So scandalous. Okay, I can do that for you. Maybe next week? Though I think next week we're gonna plan something a little bit more fun. Do you wanna go out for next week? Ooh. Yeah. We love a little exhibitionist. I don't know. We'll see how I feel. But today, for this little morning pick-me-up, I think we'll just lean back on the couch and we'll just relax right here. I love the way you stare at me. It's so fucking hot. Wow. Do you want me to start talking or do you want to start diving in first? Oh, you want to tease me a little bit? Okay. Maybe I should get into it so I actually remember the characters this time, since the last time I talked about a TV show. I remembered five characters with Euphoria. I actually looked up the rest of the characters and I was like, wow, I wish I actually remembered their storylines, but I did not. I remember a lot more about the boys though, so stop. No, I don't actually mean stop. I just it tickles. Yeah, the way you kiss my thighs like that. Fuck. Fuck. I don't know what it is. It's about something about your warm lips against my skin. Just incredible. Okay, let me let me start fucking talking. So the boys on Netflix. No, it's on Amazon. I'm fucking distracted. Jesus Christ. It's on Amazon Prime Video. It's okay. You're just gonna, wow, because I said Netflix, so you're just gonna dive in like that. Okay. It's on Amazon Prime Video. It's actually, oh, okay. wow, you're just gonna go off. Okay. It's on Amazon Prime Video. Fuck. It's the first Amazon original I've ever watched. I don't know why. I haven't invested in Amazon. Like, I have Prime for like all of the 2-day shipping shit, but I never thought to like use Prime for their video service. But it's fuck. Oh no. And fuck. Anyways, The Boys on Amazon is about, it starts off with our main character. His name is Huey, right? And Huey is our ordinary motherfucker in a world of superheroes. Okay, fuck. You don't, fuck, you really don't have to. What? Yeah, I'm really sensitive right now. Why? Don't ask, you'll find out. Fuck. fuck. So we're fuck. Where were we? Huey. His name is Hugh Campbell, but we call him Huey because Huey's cute. And Huey is our standard dude. He's like the standard guy in a world of superheroes. And his girlfriend, his girlfriend Robin essentially gets blown up by a superhero called A-Train. So in this world, there are bunches, you know, there are a bunch of superheroes, and it talks about it talks about the politics behind superheroes, and I like the talks about marketing, social media, and how in this world we've essentially made superheroes a commodity. Capitalism, woo, we love that. I'll go more into specifics later. Huey. Let's go back to Huey and his girlfriend Robin. So she gets blown up by a superhero called A-Train. He goes right through her the first episode. So by the way, I mean, I don't know, you're into spoilers, so I'm just gonna spoil the whole thing for you. It's the first episode. She gets fucking blown up to smithereens because he's the fastest man alive, A-Train, and he just blows straight through her. And Huey is completely distraught about it. And so in comes this guy. His name is... Let me talk. Do you wanna slow you down a little bit? No, you're gonna try to go faster? Fuck. Okay, so Billy Butcher. Huey meets this guy named Billy Butcher, and Billy Butcher offers him revenge. And revenge is gonna be a big plot, like a big trope within this show, of how when you seek revenge, it almost clouds your judgment in a way. And yeah, it will end up clouding Huey's judgment a little bit towards the end, but essentially he is convinced by Billy Butcher to plant a bug into what is called the Seven's headquarters. So the Seven are seven superheroes. Look, I actually fucking remembered all their names. Okay, so we have Homelander. He's the captain. Let me get through the characters before I forget. Okay, Homelander is the Captain America character. The Deep is the Aquaman character. Queen Maeve is the Wonder Woman character. A-Train is the Flash character. Translucent is the Invisible Man character. He is gonna be very important real quick. Where am I? I think I have four, five. We have Black Noir, which is the Batman character. And then we have, I think I hit all seven. I don't fucking know. Fuck. Oh god. Yeah, okay, so the newest of the seven, her name is Starlight. Her real name is Annie. We'll get into Annie later. Where am I? Okay, so Huey gets convinced by Billy Butcher to plant a bug. So he goes up, he plants the bug, and unbeknownst to him, Translucent is a peep. And so he caught Huey drop the bug in the bathroom and then watches Huey plant the bug. So later on, Translucent tries to kill Huey, and then Billy Butcher runs him over, and it's actually a really funny sequence. So one of my main gripes of the show is there's a lot of plot lines, and the way it's kind of choppy. Like, if you watch the show, like, it tries to merge them very well together, and I think it does do a pretty good job, but it does a really good job, but at the same time, it's a little choppy, so I can't give it 1,000,000% props or anything, because I would say that this is better than Euphoria in the sense that I think all the characters' storylines kind of matters in the scheme of things. So, like, I think the writers actually, like, each character matters in the long run, building up all these plots. Do you want me to come already? Is that it? It feels like it, because you're going real fast. It's getting real sloppy down there. Fuck. I'm only on episode one. There's 8 episodes of this show. I think I'm going to cruise through some of the plot points, but, we haven't done this in a long time, so it feels so fucking good. Okay. Where am I? What am I talking about? Oh god. Oh, okay, so Starlight. Starlight is the new character. She is the new of the seven, because one of the seven just retired, I think. I think it was Lamplighter, which is the Green Lantern Human Torch character, I think. I really like the show because I really like superheroes, so Marvel Cinematic Universe, DC Universe. I love superheroes, so it's really cool to see kind of like a commentary on it. Anyways, Starlight, the newbie. Of course, I thought it was kind of cliche. I was thinking about it, and I was like, wow, it's kind of cliche that they're starting. Of course, it's like the new girl on the block or whatever, but it worked out. It worked out really well because you get to kind of see the journey of becoming a well-known superhero through her eyes. So I think that was a really smart play. It might be a little, you know, not the most creative way to do it, but it was a smart play in the long run. You get to see how her moral compass develops over time and how becoming a really popular superhero actually taints you as a person, and how, you know, I think purposefully they I think purposely they fuck. Just do that. Okay. So I think purposely they made her her character I think purposely they made their character like, her name is Starlight, and her magical powers is what I was about to say. Fuck me. Her superpower is what? Fuck. Don't get at me with the fuck me comments, okay? Maybe later, okay? Right now I want to talk about the show, and you're very distracting, okay? You're very hot. You're very sexy. Seeing your head between my legs, it turns me on so fucking much, okay? So, but I need to keep it together because I actually really want to talk about the show. It's a, yeah. So Starlight, we see her, and so because she's the new girl on the block, the Deep, which is the Aquaman character, he manipulates her into performing a sexual act against her will. And she is forced to perform a sexual act on the Deep. She blows him. Ugh, ew. Imagine like salt water dick. Anyways, this is where you actually get to see like how the other characters interact with her. And so Queen Maeve is the other female superhero, right? And, you know, she is supposed to be femininity, you know, justice for women and all that stuff. But she doesn't give a rat's ass about Starlight. She just tells Starlight to suck it up. And that's kind of fucked. And we learn kind of like a deeper story behind Queen Maeve later. That's why I said that all the characters except Black Noir, like, I don't get his character. Like, he's the Batman character, but I don't fucking get him. Like, I hope he matters in season two. I haven't watched season two yet, but maybe it's a commentary on how, like, Batman low-key kind of useless. He's awesome, Batman, but low-key kind of useless in a world of, like, jacked-up superheroes. Anyways, so back to Billy Butcher and Huey. They run over Translucent, and then you get all these new characters who eventually will form what is called the Boys. I think it's a very interesting title. I'll fucking get into that. So we meet a character who is referred to as Frenchie. He has multiple identities, but they call him Frenchie because he's French. I love him. He's a really fucking good character, because you would think that, so his role in The Boys is is to murder superheroes. Yeah, that's essentially the thing. I know it's fucking stupid. I know, I get it. It's fucking stupid. But his entire role in The Boys is that he is so creative and he comes up with ways to kill superheroes that Billy Butcher needs fucking murdered. So they bring Translucent, right? Who, his skin, his skin turns invisible and becomes like impenetrable, like it becomes as strong as diamond. So Frenchie needs to figure out how to kill him because he's seen their faces, he knows too much. And luckily they trap him in like this electric cage. This is all episode two, right? So they end up realizing that just because his skin is impenetrable doesn't mean that his insides are impenetrable. So spoiler, they stick a fucking ass bomb. They stick a C4 bomb right up his ass when he's asleep. What a weird thing to talk about while this is happening. But yeah, they just stick a bomb right up his ass. And this is where we get the storyline of, is Huey gonna be a pussy ass bitch or is he gonna be a part of the boys? And Huey blows up Translucent and murders him. Yeah, kind of a graphic scene. Lots of PTSD will happen after this. But oh, I forgot to mention in episode one. Oh, I realized I was talking the Starlight stuff because I meant to. Fuck. I talked about the Starlight stuff because actually Huey met Starlight's secret identity Annie on a park bench, and they started getting talking, and then you know like they got close, and so Huey was like, you know, you should just be yourself, do what you want to do, blah blah blah. And so they know each other, and they later fall in love. Very cliche, but, you know, it's going to happen eventually. And it helps him get over Robin, his girlfriend, who fucking blew up. Anyway. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I mean, I could come right now, but I want to get through this. I want to get through this so I can enjoy this. Anyway. Fuck. I think that's what happens in episode two. They're all kind of blurring together right now, and it's kind of your fault. Fuck, you know, how can I not get through 8 episodes? Anyways, okay. They find out that they find out about this thing called Compound V. So the whole show is about that there's this thing called Compound V, and it unravels like this really crazy plot line, a sinister plot line. So all the seven are run by a company called Vogue. I think it's Vogue. I don't fucking remember. Fuck. Shit. God. I think it's Vogue. They run by a company called Vogue, and it's like big conspiracy theory shit, right? Which makes me think it's a commentary on the government, but we'll get into that later. So Translucent, before he dies, he admits about a thing called Compound V and how it's essentially steroids for superheroes, and that's what A-Train was on when he blew up Huey's girlfriend. So Translucent gives them a lead on where A-Train gets the Compound V, and it's via his, no, he doesn't get it from her, but she uses it. A-Train is dating this girl called Popclaw. She's the Wolverine character, but she's what is considered like a B-list or D-list superhero. It's almost like these superheroes are actors. It's really funny. Yeah, you know, I ask every week, like, can I just grab a hold of your hair? Yeah? Fuck, okay. it's not gonna help me. I just really like it. Anyways, fuck, where am I? Yeah, so Popclaw is the Wolverine character. And, So she's really in love with A-Train, and I feel so bad for this girl. She's so in love with him, and he's fucking dickhole to her. But anyway, so Translucent gives them that lead. They go. It's almost like a weird, like, it's like a puzzle piecing kind of show. Anyways, so they go to Popclaw's apartment. They plant cameras. They access her cameras, and they essentially spy on her. And they look for blackmail material, and they end up getting very weird blackmail material. I'm not going to go into it. Watch the show. It's fucking freaky. Anyways, once they get the blackmail material on her, she admits that A-Train has been running Compound V into this noodle shop, which is very interesting. And so I think episode 4, the boys, there's an additional character now. His name's Mother's Milk. They call him M.M. Mother's Milk. Yeah, it's a fucking interesting name. Yeah, no, I'm serious. That's his fucking name. Okay, now move back. No, we're laughing. Oh, fuck. Yeah, his name's M.M. They add him to the boys. Anyways, episode 4, they go to the noodle shop and they find out that there is this girl there that is being locked up, and when they release her, she goes absolutely fucking bonkers and she kills everybody at the noodle shop, but except for the boys, and she runs away and they go try to find her. And Frenchie is just so fucking cute because he understands. Actually, he had a little bit about his background story. He tells her about the fact that he was once in her position where he felt trapped. His father had essentially kidnapped him from his mother, and all he wanted to do was go home, but he couldn't go home. And essentially, she is on the same boat. She just wants to go home to her brother. You later find that out. I'll talk about it later. But she just wants to go home. And so he promises her that he will get her home if she just comes with them. Of course, you know, she doesn't come with them that easy. But later, they earn her trust anyways. They find out, they get another lead that the Compound V is being... So... The whole point, the reason why they need to follow all these leads, right? The reason why they need to follow all these leads is that Butcher is friends with the deputy director of the FBI, CIA. I think it's one of those. And he needs to give her a sample of Compound V in order to gain immunity for the boys, essentially. So... they follow a lead that shows that the Compound V is being used at a natal ICU. So this is where the plot line unravels. It's that superheroes aren't products of God, which there's a really good religious commentary in the show as well, that these superheroes are not made by God, they are man-made. And if you really want to think about religion in that way, it's very fucking interesting. You look like you're enjoying the story more than going down on me. It's a good show. I mean, I wouldn't mind rewatching the first season with you if you want that. Anyways, so you find out that superheroes are made by injecting babies with the Compound V. It's kind of fucked up. You also find out that it seems like all superheroes are made like this, and that's why the backstory for, say, the biggest one, who is, his name is Homelander, he's the Captain America type, his backstory is really kind of fucked because he was a lab rat. Does that justify anything that he does? No. He is the villain of the series, but you can't dismiss the layers that they put. I think it was very impressive. I was waiting for the background, for the backstory, and I think it was very meaningful. I think they did a very good job establishing that he is that I hate that you do this thing where I hate that you do this thing where I will start talking and then you'll just dive right in and I just just never prepared for it. Anyways, Homelander is our villain. There's many villains. All the superheroes are essentially villainized by Billy Butcher, because Butcher is trying to find his wife. His wife has been missing for 8 years, and so that's why he wants to take revenge on Homelander, because a woman by the name of Mallory, she approached him the same way he approached Huey. And so Mallory told Billy Butcher that Homelander raped his wife. Or maybe it wasn't rape, because I think it was rape, because she didn't look very happy about it. But we don't know, we won't know. I had to watch season 2 to see what the real plot line is there. But so Billy Butcher blames Homelander for everything, and this becomes like a big plot line, because all Billy Butcher wants is to take down Homelander. Makes complete sense. You know, he wants his wife, he wants to avenge his dead wife. But he also drags everybody else into it, because he drags everybody else into his battle. And it kind of talks about how when you seek revenge, you don't know the people that you hurt along the way while trying to accomplish this. It's very good. Anyways, so he's after Homelander. Homelander is a fucking asshole. He does really fucked up shit in the show, like fucked up shit. He lets a plane full of people die. And he makes Maeve do it with him. Like he essentially blows up the controls for the plane and just lets everybody die. And it's you kind of take it as like a teenage rebellion type thing. Yeah, I know. He's like, I know. He's in like his 40s or something, but like I think he's in his 40s. I don't know. No offense to the actor. I think he looks 40. Anyways, he has a plane full of people die, and then he uses it as like a political statement, like saying that if superheroes were in the military, because that's a big thing that Vogue wants. I don't know. His company wants. They want superheroes in the military, because that means big ass fucking military checks from the government. Is that another commentary on the U.S. government? Yes. How our military spending is really high. Anyways, it's a funny topic to talk about with election day being just yesterday. Anyways, it's good commentary. So you want superheroes in the military. This becomes a plot line later. But yeah, so he uses the death of those people on the airplane, you know, because it was a terrorist attack, like, that superheroes need to be on the military. I need to get through this. I think I'm hitting the big plot lines right now. Fuck. No, I'm not gonna come yet. I really do want to wait until the end of this. I know I should wait, but I just want to finish it so I can enjoy this. Where are we episode-wise? I think we're on episode 5. I think somewhere in episode 6. Somewhere along the lines, A-Train kills Popclaw because she had told Billy Butcher about everything. And, I think episode 6, they are trying to get, the girl that they saved, the one that was trapped under the noodle shop. I didn't really catch her name. Oh, Kimiko. Her name's Kimiko. They want to get her to talk. So there is this superhero. His name is Mesmer, and he can read people's minds if he touches them. Right. So MM, you know, figures out a way to get Mesmer to help them, and they reveal that this is where you find out her name's Kimiko, and that she's actually part of a terrorist group, but against her will. She doesn't, she was plucked from her, she was, her parents were murdered and her brother and her were plucked from their homes and trained to be soldiers, essentially. And all she wants to do is get home to her brother and make sure he's safe. It's very, very warm. It's very heartfelt. And, but they injected her with Compound V to make her a super terrorist, which is really the big plot line here, that at the end of the show, there are super terrorists, and I think that leads up into season two. Anyways, you find out about super terrorists. Now, that's the whole thing. So that's enough information, and they got the Compound V, so that's enough information to for Billy Butcher to go to the deputy director of the FBI and tell her that he needs full immunity for all his friends, this, that, and the other, and so that, you know, their families, because, you know, Huey has his dad, and MM has his girlfriend and his daughter, so it's like they have families to take care of. Fuck. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. There's only two episodes left. Anyways, fuck. Where am I? Where am I? Fuck. But this all goes downhill because Mesmer, being the shitty motherfucker that he is, he had like one of those doorbells that takes photos of people who show up. And so he gives all the photos to Homelander. So, bum, bum, bum. Homelander knows everybody in the boys. And so they, all their identities, their bank accounts get frozen, everything. So luckily the deputy director is able to save them, but only momentarily because they found a super terrorist in, I think it was, I don't remember where it was, but they found a super terrorist, and yeah, fuck, they found a super terrorist, so that means she couldn't give them immunity. And this is where the show's plot line kind of falls off, where I realized that they were probably insured a season two, and that's why they didn't try to make the season finale like very big. In my opinion, I don't like it when shows do that. I think every season finale should essentially be almost like, it should lead up into the next season, but it should, you know, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that, like, it should be a standalone. Like, it shouldn't have to rely on the fact that there will be a season two, you know? That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, so that's, this is where the show falls off for me. So the deputy director can no longer supply immunity for them because they are now fugitives, because they actually need Vought, because Vought, they need Vought because the company is making Compound V, and the only thing to battle a super terrorist is a super. So it's, yeah. And then you find, then in episode 8, you find out that, Homelander. So you think that it's Vought that created these super terrorists? No, it's fucking Homelander, okay? Like, Homelander is big. This is the big finale. Homelander fucking gave terrorists Compound V to make super terrorists. Like, what? This guy's crazy. And so he did this so that he could, I don't know why he did this, because it doesn't actually make too much sense. Like, at first you think he did this because there's this woman, she's the vice president of Vought, her name is Madeline Stillwell. You think that he's doing it for her, but he's actually doing it for his own revenge. Like, this goes full circle. It's like, he's doing it because he was a lab rat that they injected with Compound V. He became the superhero for them, their shining star, all that stuff. And it seems like he's doing this whole thing for, as a cycle of revenge against them, you know? Like, he says it's for them, but I don't know if it's for them. I think it's for him. Anyways, so you think that he did this for Stillwell, and that he did this because he cares about her, and that he wants her to succeed in her job. No, motherfucker, fucking episode 8, motherfucker, just... So, Billy Butcher, he has no other options. He wants to kill Homelander. He thinks Stillwell is his weakness. So, he goes to Stillwell's house, makes her put on, like, a bomb, and stands there. Homelander comes over. Homelander's like, "What's up, Billy Butcher?" And Billy Butcher's like, "Fuck you, Homelander." And, Madeline Stillwell is like, "Please, please, just save my baby. She has a baby." Oof. Okay. She's a baby. And Homelander is like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna save you." And he fucking just blasts her through the face. And then it's revealed that the reason why he killed her is because she lied to him and he doesn't want to be lied to anymore. But also another reason why he killed her was because she lied to him about Billy Butcher's wife, who he raped. And so Billy Butcher's wife actually got pregnant after the assault. And Stillwell and Billy and Stillwell and the scientist behind Compound V, the one who made Homelander, both told Homelander that she died. But the reality is that dun dun dun, season one ends with Homelander, with Billy Butcher blowing up Madeline Stillwell's house, trying to kill Homelander. And then Homelander brings Billy Butcher to where his wife has been hiding with Homelander's child. Okay. Fuck. Okay, there you go. That's the whole show. Of course, there's like little bits here and there that, you know, like the Huey Starlight's plotline where Huey... You know, where Starlight learns that morally she just wants to be a superhero and she wants to save lives. So she saves Huey, even though he, like, completely lied to her and used her and just kind of fucking is a piece of shit to her. But not fully his fault. Again, I do blame Billy Butcher for a lot of it. Anyways, there's that plot line. A-Train might be dead. The Deep has his own plot line where his whole career falls apart because he is forced by, because Starlight like does like this whole public appearance and she talks about how somebody had shoved his dick down her throat, and the Deep had to make a formal apology and all that stuff, and then he becomes completely eradicated from the Seven. And yeah, so that's the whole show. My gripes about it. Yeah, I always have gripes about shows. My one gripe is that it's a lot of cutting. Like the it's kind of choppy in the sense that they're trying to get all these plot lines together. Like there's like this plot line about Maeve and that she's bisexual or pansexual. She had a girlfriend, but like it didn't work out, and she dated Homelander. It's like weird, and it's like cycle abuse kind of stuff, that she's abusive to her girlfriend because maybe Homelander was abusive to her. But they kind of like just threw it in, and I'm like, again, it was another thing where I feel like they knew they were gonna have a season two, so they're like, oh, okay, let's just write in plot lines and we're gonna fill in later. And I don't really like that kind of mentality. Anyways, so yeah, I get all rambly when I'm about to, okay. So that's one gripe I have. I don't have it's not like Euphoria where I feel like some of the characters' plot lines just don't matter, like, especially like a main character line. Besides Black Noir, like, what the fuck is he doing in the show? I guess we'll find out later. What was I saying? Oh, my gripe's about the show. So another gripe I have is that the finale was, it was a lead up into another season. Like, you could not have ended the show there for it to seem natural. Like, that's just, so I don't like shows like that because I feel like everything should, it shouldn't be a standalone. I just feel like the cliffhanger wasn't cliffhanger-y enough. It was like, oh my god, Billy Butcher's wife is alive. I knew she was fucking alive. Like, this whole time, I knew she was fucking alive. Why? where was the... They could find Translucent's body, but they couldn't find Billy Butcher's wife's body? Like, come on. You know, it's like... the dude's invisible, but they found his body at the bottom of the ocean. Like, okay. fuck. Yeah, so they dumped his body in the body. fuck. Yeah, so... Oh, fuck. so that's one of my gripes about the show, is that it definitely seems like a lot of the plot lines lended itself to knowing that it had a second season. I don't personally know if the writers just wrote as if they were hoping for a second season. I don't know if that's what they did, but that's what it felt like they did. But okay, let's talk let's talk about what the show did really well. The commentary on social media, on the news cycle, that's a big thing. On the politics of superheroes. There's also commentary on mass, weapons of mass destruction. I thought was really good. The deputy director, Stillwell was talking about how in a world of superheroes, weapons of mass destruction matter not at all against the super terrorist, which is fucking scary, let me just say. Which is, it's also commentary on how, so you need superheroes, right, to fight super terrorists. Well, think about the fact that we have weapons of mass destruction because we think that we will be fighting weapons of mass destruction with weapons of mass destruction. Hello? See, so this is where the show did really well. The show's commentary on modern society, fucking phenomenal. In, like, I'll say it's fucking phenomenal because it's a fucking superhero show. Like... The fact that they are able to get like this kind of commentary just out was really good. Like I'm not gonna go into the whole section about religion, but Billy Butcher says some very good shit about religion. Let me just say, like, he is a pessimist 100%, but he makes fucking good ass comments. That if you just take the show and you relate it to modern day society and how we run our world, yeah, it's a great commentary. Yeah, it's a fucking great commentary. It's a good show. I'm excited for season two. I will probably talk about season two next week. Oh, okay, you're gonna go quicker now because you know I'm gonna come because I just fucking finished talking about this fucking show. Okay. I'm really close. It came way faster than I thought it would once I stopped talking. Oh god. It's because I've been edging myself and your tongue is just so nice and warm and it's just so wet and it's just Oh my gosh, am I really gonna, oh fuck, yeah, just like that, oh fuck, oh fuck, just like that, Just let me grab onto your really tight. Fuck. Okay. Please move away. Okay. Oh god. Hi. How you doing? Well, that was a really long session. Fuck. Oh, come here. Give me a fucking kiss. Yeah. Yeah, I love tasting me on your lips. It's fucking hot. Do you wanna watch something together now? Oh God. How was my breakdown of the boys? Is it good? fuck. I need a cool off. Should we order some takeout or something? Some breakfast? Some brunch? Would that be good? Yeah? Fuck. Sorry. I literally just woke up and you came over, so my voice is kind of, what, it was hot? Yeah, fuck you. Maybe later. Thanks for coming over. Seriously, it means a lot. I'm sorry about the last 2 weeks. I'm glad we could start this again. Yeah. I love seeing you. I really do. It makes my week every week. It's just so nice to just relax with someone who is both my friend and gives me quite the benefit. Come on, let's snuggle up on the couch and maybe we'll watch some TV together. Maybe we'll start a show that you want to start. Sound good? Great. I really, really like you. Seriously. We should go out on a date sometime. Yeah? Maybe next week? Yeah? Great. So let's enjoy right now then. Yeah? Okay. Cool.